Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. It's NFL trade deadline day, and to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Diana Russini from The Athletic. Diana, good morning. Happy Halloween. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, boo, to all of you guys. And hopefully Halloween in the Nashville area is filled with lots of fun and good trick-or-treating, knowing Titans coming off a nice big win.
Yep, no question about that. So let's just start there. What did you think of Will Levis, his performance on Sunday against the Falcons? And how do you think what we saw on Sunday may impact what the Titans do at the trading deadline?
Yeah, I was a little taken aback in terms of how well he performed. Not saying that I didn't have that belief in him, but just for a young rookie like that with no experience as a starter to be able to come out and have, you know, offensive coordinator Tim Kelly really just put him in a situation, you know, where he didn't have to make a lot of hard reads, but he did such a good job of just taking those shots. And I just thought that was such good game planning from Tim Kelly, but also obviously for Will to be able to handle that pressure, go in there on alumni weekend, throwback unis, all of it. I certainly was impressed, and just the vibe in the building since that win is certainly changed compared to what it was a week ago when, you know, I think there was a lot of conversations being had about what this team is. You know, the Titans have always been consistent about their identity. While I don't really think it's ever been perfect, we know that, and there's always been challenges along the way, but they've always kind of known who they are, and they always kind of play with a certain type of edge to them. And just my opinion, I didn't really see it that much this season. In fact, that was really one of my biggest concerns. When I take a look around the league, I kind of look at Tennessee and go, nope, they're not really who they are, and they got to figure out who they are, and that's always such a big challenge. And Sunday, the Titans figured out who they are again, and that looks like the team that they want to be. So with that being said, Will Levis's performance, how does that change the future of this organization? I think there's hope. I think there's belief. I never really thought it was a fire sale coming out of Tennessee anyway. But I think in terms of moving forward, keeping important pieces is going to be part of the program.
Okay. So yeah, that was my question, Danny, because obviously Kevin Byard, it's a, you know, that happens. And you're thinking, especially as you just said, the way they've been playing. Okay. Well, they're looking toward the future. Then they play well, they come out with fire. The rookie plays extremely well at quarterback. I think it makes sense to keep, you know, Derrick Henry, DeAndre Hopkins, pieces like that on offense, even if you're not winning this year, to help him. But you could look at some of those veterans on defense maybe still and move, you know, get some more draft capital. You think the Titans are probably standing pat today?
No, I think they're taking calls, actually. I do. I think, Joe, I think you're spot on with how they're going to probably approach it, which is you keep guys like Derrick Henry and DeAndre Hopkins, pieces that can help Will continue to produce here coming up, especially obviously on a short week. And, you know, we'll discuss what they're going to do, I'm sure, later when Ryan comes back from injury, of what they're, you know, what situation they're going to be put in based on what I think Will does on Thursday. But, you know, from talking to other GMs around the league about what Ran has been, how he's kind of been handling business, It really sounds like he's open. He's definitely listening. He's picking up the phone. This isn't a situation where they're just like, no, we're rolling with our guys. They're just really trying to get good compensation, knowing that they need draft capital. And there's certainly a tone coming out of Tennessee where they know they need it. So do I think his asking prices are going to be out of this world where people are just hanging up? No, which is why I think he's still working the phones today, because I do think they want to get some deals done to put themselves in a good position here coming up. And you know, talking to other GMs outside of Tennessee, you always hear, like, especially headed into this past weekend, headed into week 8, they kept telling me, like, we got to see what happens with this weekend's game. And I was doubting a little bit of that, because I do think a lot of these GMs have their plan in place. But I will say yesterday, so many conversations I had were different from what I was having on Friday. Guys that were keeping their pieces were selling, and guys that weren't really sure they wanted to buy were back in the game to start looking to improve their team. So it's really become interesting this time of year to look at how the approach is. But I think for Nashville specifically, or at least the team in Nashville, the approach here is, yeah, we want to see what Will can do. We want to win. They're never gonna lose, especially with Mike Vrabel being their head coach. But they know that they're going to have to make some type of move here to get some draft capital.
Diana, to that point, I mean, we've talked a lot here about, you know, Vrabel and the regime change last year with John Robinson moving out and maybe some added responsibility from Vrabel from a personnel standpoint. What have been your impressions on that partnership between Carthon and Vrabel, and how much do you think we learn about Vrabel, maybe the evaluator, moving forward, not only with this deadline, but as that relationship continues to grow?
So I haven't gotten any information from other teams that Vrabel has a heavy hand in the roster and in picking who, you know, whether it's the draft or free agency or now. Like, he's always, you guys cover him, you know his personality. He's strong and is very matter of fact. There's no gray area with Mike. It's he knows what he wants. But the way it's been explained to me from other teams is Rand Carthon is running it. And he is the general manager of the Tennessee Titans for a reason, and that organization believes in him. I know Mike Vrabel believes in him. So while I think Mike is always going to probably have an opinion and a say, Rand is running the show, and that's exactly the way it should be. But in terms of the dynamic, I have never gotten a sense from being around them, from talking to them, from when I've been in Nashville, that there's a problem. In fact, I think they have a really good marriage. In a good situation for two people that really didn't know each other. I think they've done a really good job. And even I was at the owners meeting in New York about a week ago and talking to some people in connection with the Titans there. And while things aren't going really well in terms of the win-loss column, I know that part of what this organization's direction is, they feel really good about. So I think if you're a Titans fan and you're maybe worried that there's issues in the building about a power struggle, that's all rumor. That is not at all what I've been sensing coming out of that building.
So, Diana, Minnesota Vikings, just awful injury for Kirk Cousins. And they, to me, like, they just, you know, if they don't make a quarterback move, I just don't see them being any kind of factor in a playoff race. They've got themselves into this position. Do you anticipate them being aggressive today, looking at anybody? And I mean, I haven't heard Ryan Tannehill throwing. I mean, that's my thought, obviously, that he actually could help them. Do you think there's any chance that becomes a thought?
Sure was my thought too. So we were thinking the same thing. And I think a lot of people were, because it makes sense. But I don't get a feel that Minnesota is going to make that move. I know they've been working around the clock, I'd say pretty much since Sunday night, trying to figure out what they're going to do here. And there was an emotional toll to this that I expected, but it has hit this team. And I do think it's going to change the direction of how Minnesota conducts business. They still want to win. Kevin O'Connell is so competitive. But they're another team right now that has to think about the future. So, look, they can ride with their rookie quarterback if they need to. I know they're poking around. I don't think they're going to make a significant trade. I don't think that's going to be in their plan. It could happen, of course, guys. We know it can. The trade deadlines, we still have a few hours here for them to make a move if that's what they really want to do. But based on some of the conversations I had around the league and even just reading tea leaves, quite frankly, it doesn't really seem like that's going to be something that they're going to move forward on and try to give up a lot of picks to try to salvage this season, knowing that they've been part of, you know, kind of a competitive rebuild this whole year anyway. They're going to keep trying to win. But again, I don't see them calling Ran and going, all right, we're willing to take on all of this and take Ryan Tannehill, even though I think we all know that would have been a really good move. But I don't think it would make a lot of sense for them right now.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to call a shot. Not reporting, just call a shot. The biggest move of today is what?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I hate calling shots. It's the worst.
We won't hold you to it.
Well, you know what it is? You know what happens? People will, like, edit it, right? So it's like, Rossini says Jimmy Garoppolo back to New England.
I'm just blame
I like that one. I like that
one. Okay, here's where I am watching, or, like, let's just say we'll call it hovering right now. I am hovering Washington. I think they're going to make a move today. I do think that they're going to try to move, one of their D linemen. I know there's interest, so I am interested in that. I wouldn't be surprised if something happens there. But as I had a GM say to me yesterday, the trade deadline is a lot like movie theater popcorn. It smells so damn good, it just doesn't taste that great. so it all is a bit. And guys, I have to say, like, covering this for years, this has been one of the more fun ones because there's so much chatter going on. Like, I haven't had this many people talking about, oh, man, I'd love to make this guy. I'd love to make this move. I don't think it's going to be as exciting. Unfortunately, I think the costumes all of our kids are wearing are way more exciting than what we'll see come 4 o'clock. But you never know. You never know. So, look, I could see Tennessee making a move. I just don't think it's going to be a big, significant one.
Well, Diana, we know you're busy. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, and we'll talk to you soon. Have fun today.
Thanks for having me, guys. Bye, Joe.
All right. Thanks, Diana.
Diana Rossini, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Here's what we'll do. We'll react to what Diana had to say there. We'll move Joe Rexroad's rant around a little bit.
Move the rant?
We'll move the rant a little bit.
The rant is moved.
We're going to move the rant a little bit later in the show. We'll get to that around 8:30 today. But some interesting stuff there from Diana Rossini that we'll react to. She says the Titans could be taking some calls today in advance of the trade deadline. We'll take your thoughts on that. 615-737-1025, our phone number. You're listening to Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.